Welcome to Let It Be Easy with Susie Moore.
My friends, I would like to speak to you today about something important that most people don't do. It's almost as if they forget it's available. Maybe they're too scared to do it. And as a result, they miss out. And I've got to tell you, it's asking. Asking for what you want. Let me give you a little example right here. Heath and I were strolling along in the afternoon sun, and we stopped for a drink at a lovely place in Paris called L'Avenue. And it was just, you know, that perfect afternoon, the sun comes out, all of a sudden the sky is blue, everything feels happy. We were sitting enjoying the sun's rays, chilling, and I ran inside to use the bathroom. And as I was coming out, the inside of the restaurant was very dark, right? The interior was dark. There was a couple there ordering a lot of food, right? Heath and I were just having a drink. They had a lot of food around them. And I heard the woman say to, I presume it was her husband or boyfriend, "I wish we had a table outside." They could see the sun was out. They could see the magic was outside on that particular afternoon. But neither of them were willing to ask. I can tell you, no matter what, whatever restaurant I go to, I will ask. They can say no. I can stick with the original table. I'm already living my worst case scenario with the table I've been designated. But so many of us are afraid to ask and we miss out. We don't enjoy the sun. We don't enjoy the magic of a gorgeous afternoon with a blue sky because we're either unaware that we can do it or we're afraid to do it. Maybe it's a bit of a combination of both. Just yesterday, Heath and I went for a lovely lunch. It was a special occasion, being Heath's birthday this month, in the Eiffel Tower, a lovely restaurant called Le Jules Verne. And look, it was magical. I made the reservation maybe 6 weeks ago. It was lucky I even got a table because they're booked out so far in advance. But we got there and we didn't have a table by the window. We still had a lovely table, but it wasn't with both of us facing the outside, seeing all of Paris, right? From the Eiffel Tower at that gorgeous elevated place. So as soon as we sat down, I said, you know, thank you very much. And when they came over to take our order, I said, is it possible to move to a table near the window? And the lady explained to me that the people who had the window tables had booked 3 or 4 months ahead of time. They were simply more organized than me. And I said, okay, no problem. Thank you. And I said, you know what? I tried. I asked. I don't want to sit here thinking, gosh, you know, those people have the best tables. I asked. And if it's a no, it's a no. But what ended up happening was one of the groups who had a lovely table window, they left pretty early. Their reservation must have been early. They didn't take that long to eat. They left. And a gentleman came over and said, would you like to move to this table? Oh my gosh, it was like having two restaurant experiences in one. We loved it. We got extra delicious bread and it was perfect. And I said to Heath, are you happy we moved? And he said, yeah, thank you for always asking. Now look, a table at a restaurant is no big deal, right? But it does add to our joy. These small things matter. Where are you not asking for something? Where might you be missing out without even realizing it? Maybe there's someone you like and you want to ask them on a date, but you think they might say no. You have nothing to lose by asking. Maybe you think, gosh, it's been a while since I had a pay bump in my job. What is the risk of asking? Like the famous Wayne Gretzky, I think he was an ice hockey player. He said, you miss 100% of the shots that you don't take. My friends, shoot your shot. There are endless shots. Let me know how it goes over on Instagram. I'm at susie.moore. Until tomorrow, my friends. So much love and ease. Hey friend, I've got something really cool for you. I want to give you free access to my signature course called Slay Your Year, which typically sells for $997. You can check it out, all the details at slayyouryear.com. All you have to do to get access is leave a review of this podcast on Apple Podcasts, take a snapshot of it, and send it to info@suzy-more.com. That's info@suzy-more.com, and we'll get you set up with access.